Joining us on the Morning Answer friend of the show line is John Kupal, I like to call him. I always think I'm going to say your last name wrong, of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Prop 13, if you can believe that, the historic tax revolt initiative that put a limit on how much property taxes could go up and required voter approval for other tax increases. John, welcome to the Morning Answer on Election Day. Hi. Is John there? Oh, John dropped. Thank you for letting me know. I could have gone until 9 o'clock thinking John was on the phone. John, are you there? I can't even hang up on
you.
Too
bad. This is an important issue. Prop 13
is... Is Don on the phone?
Is who?
Now I hear nothing because the phone's turned down. Okay. Now he's there.
Now we got him.
All right. We've got Curly, Larry, and Mo putting the show together. So we thank you, John, for hanging in there through a little bit of a technical snafu. Welcome, my friend, once again to the Morning Answer on
Not
Election Day.
I've never had problems like that in my entire life.
You'll
never
believe me, and you'll never have them again.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the preservation of Prop 13, which speaks to a candidate's commitment to keep taxes, especially on homeowners, low in California. What we're going to do for benefit of the audience in the next couple of minutes, we're going to list the six candidates for leading candidates for California governor. And you're going to tell us basically, as a spokesperson for the Howard Jarvis Tax Foundation Association, Taxpayers Association, where these people are on Prop 13 and whether or not they're kind of a taxpayers candidate. Okay, John, does that sound cool?
Sure.
Gavin Newsom, our lieutenant governor, who's leading in the polls.
Running as an uber progressive, I would not trust him at all to protect Prop 13 or taxpayers generally.
Has he said he won't support Prop 13?
I don't think any politician in his right mind running for statewide office would say that directly. I think the most you're going to hear out of even the most progressive officials running for office is that it needs looking at, it needs analysis, that we ought to consider changing the rules with respect to commercial property. You'll hear weasel words like that, but unless the candidate is from Santa Monica or San Francisco coming right out and saying, by the way, as one candidate did do one time, that he would like to nuke Prop 13.
Right.
You're just not going to hear
it's
that.
It's suicide.
How did his political career turn out?
Well, he retired. I think that was Tom Ammiano out of San Francisco.
So wow.
It? He was fine with it. Interestingly enough, he actually supported a bill that we supported, even though the guy was the most progressive guy, having to do with some of the abuses that the corporate community was doing with Prop 13, and actually the business community, grassroots, and the most liberal politician actually came into agreement on something.
We want to get
to
these.
That's a long story.
Yeah, we want to get to these other candidates here. John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, running down each candidate, major candidate in today's primary election, and getting the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association's perspective on that candidate.
What about John Cox, John Kupal? Because I think that he has the endorsement, actually, of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. So what do we think of him?
Very good. I think he will definitely preserve Prop 13. He sought our endorsement very early, signed all the pledges, and will be a strong taxpayer advocate. Going to be very solid. So anybody with a business background gets it. So we're very satisfied with John Cox.
John, the other Republican in the race, we're following the daily tracking polls and the Real Clear Politics average. Yesterday he was in fourth place. Today he's in third place. Assemblyman Travis Allen. What does the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association think of conservative Republican Travis Allen, who is trailing John Cox by about 6 percentage points at this hour?
Yeah, Travis is very solid, has a 100% rating on our report card. We have no doubt that he would be a solid pro-Prop 13 vote and would defend Prop 13.
And we've also got Antonio Villaraigosa, who's very much still in this. He's losing a bit in the polls overnight, but he's still a contender. How does he's positioning himself to be more of the moderate choice for Democrats running against Gavin Newsom. What do you make of him?
Yeah, he is. There is a trust issue we have with Antonio. At one time, he very much badmouthed Prop 13. Now, what has happened there is very interesting, is the high-tech billionaires have made a political calculation that a Republican cannot win. So they have kind of hitched their wagon to Antonio, not because he's going to be pro-taxpayer, but the one issue that some of the Silicon Valley billionaires like is school choice. And the one thing that Antonio has done that Gavin is not, and that is shown a willingness to stand up to the California Teachers Association. Is that enough for us? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But if Antonio and Gavin make it to the final two, I think taxpayers are going to have to reluctantly give Antonio a look.
All right, and people should know about Antonio. I'm a leader.
and
he is
I think
a leader.
It's worth clarifying also for those who may not know, the reason it's so important to get a candidate in office who is going to respect Prop 13. Can you give us just a brief explanation as to what that means for homeowners and for taxpayers in the state of California?
Well, politically, it's important to have a Republican in the top two because that's going to impact voter turnout not only for congressional but the statewide legislature as well. But Prop 13 is the one thing. Look, we have the highest income tax rate in America, 13.3%, highest state sales tax, highest gas tax, highest car tax. Even with Prop 13, we're still in the top half of all states in per capita property tax collections. If we lose Proposition 13, then it is a disaster for the state of California.
That, okay.
That already people leaving. That will reach a crescendo.
We have two more candidates to get to real quickly here.
Sure.
John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the California State Treasurer, who has been called a progressive who knows how to do math. John Chang, a Democrat. How does he stand with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association?
John Chang called me to his face that he's a progressive Democrat. So I think it's too bad because he has shown himself to be fiscally conservative on bond and debt issues.
Right.
But again, unfortunately, he decided to run as a super progressive, and I think that was a mistake for him.
And finally, Delaine Easton, what does she look like?
Delaine is a hardcore education expert, but she's also a hardcore progressive tax and spend liberal.
Okay, we appreciate the perspective. John Kupal of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Can't believe it's been 40 years since Prop 13, but there's an organization and there's a man who certainly made history here in California and across the country. Glad to see you're keeping the legacy alive and doing your best to keep politicians accountable. We thank you for your thoughts and suggestions this morning as people head out to vote. Thanks, John, very much.
Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good day.